This is a CNA podcast.
Now, Asia First with Arnold Gay and Andrea Hay.
So we all know the saying, not all heroes wear capes. Mm. I mean, the ones we know well, I guess, do.
Yeah. The famous ones.
Yeah, but you know, you don't have to be a hero. You don't have to be a superhero to make positive changes.
Yeah, because a simple act can be enough to leave an impact on someone's life. And that's what makes you a hero. Civilians Association Singapore exactly wants that. They want to recognize the people who go out of their way to help others.
Okay, so what they did is they honoured the quiet heroism of 56 volunteers and finalists at the Singapore Silent Heroes 10th Anniversary Awards presentation recently. And you know what? I mean, I think this is fantastic. And we should be, I guess, you know, bringing some of these people to light. So one of the recipients is Sheena Tan. And she's a winner in a new category recognizing students who have shown exemplary work and commitment to helping those in need. And Sheena joins us on the show now. Sheena is only in Secondary 4 from Anglican High School. Hi, Sheena.
Hello.
Hey. I mean, it's incredible. We have heard about this, but your story is amazing. You say interacting with the elderly, you know, which is what you do in your free time as a volunteer, is not awkward. I mean, how do you feel when you spend time with the elderly? Why is it so natural and why are you so comfortable?
I think that when I spend time with the elderly, I feel that it's very cathartic and very enjoyable because I'm able to interact with people who are outside of my usual friend group and my usual... Because my friends are usually school friends, so most of my friends fall between the ages of maybe Sec 1 to Sec 4.
Okay.
So I think it is a interesting experience to have friends outside of the age group, and it is interesting to learn about like new perspectives from different people from different age groups.
Do your friends ask you about this volunteer work you do? Do you get teased sometimes by them?
No, I think they are very supportive about it because I think that my school emphasizes the value of creating value for others. I think that this is a this value resonates in many of us because volunteering is often emphasized by the school as we need to be holistic learners and not just academically driven.
Sheena, we understand you're also an event planner at this nursing home. It's the NTUC Health Tampines Nursing Home where you volunteer on weekdays after school. And you've organized quite a number of programs for the elderly there, like Roomy Cube and Six Bricks. Can you tell us a little more about this? I've never heard of these two.
Firstly, Six Bricks is a program where they line different types of bricks and form different structural arrangements. So it actually trains the cognitive part of the elderly because they actually get to understand the instructions and they have to do different parts of the formation. So it might be a bit challenging for them, but it does ensure that they are mentally stimulated and they are not too bored or they do not have anything to do.
So
I think the second...
Sorry, go ahead. No, finish your description.
I think the Roomy Cube program is more of learning to work with numbers. I think that it ensures that they still have number literacy. And I think that it is very important because some of these residents are actually not long-term residents and they will be moving out of the home once they are discharged.
Right.
So I think that learning number literacy allows them to adapt back into the world and like being able to blend in with society.
So are these residents, you know, happy with to see you and happy to take part? Or do some of them tell you, hey, go away, and you have to work on them, you know?
I actually asked my centre manager to help me collate the responses, and here are some of the responses.
Okay.
For one of the residents that I worked with, I would like to read the response.
Uh-huh.
Playing with Sheena has been a pure source of joy for us. It's not just about the game, it's about the companionship, and we look forward to her visits, and she brings so much energy and positivity into our lives. I think that this is the true views of what they feel towards the activity. And I do feel the same towards them as well.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay, so you're also hosting the Christmas and New Year celebrations. That's really quite soon, 3 months to go. Have you started planning the activities for them?
Christmas celebration, I've not planned yet. I think I will plan right after my O-levels.
Right. Oh, yes, you have exams coming up. How are you going to manage that with volunteering? Are you going to still see them?
Yeah, I am still going to see them. Maybe during the weeks of my major exam, I might not go. Mm. But I still plan to try to go and up to my O-levels.
Okay. Sheena, you good luck with all the planning for Christmas and also all the best to you for your O-levels, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Sheena Tan is a Secondary 4 student from Anglican High School. She's also one of the recipients of the Singapore Silent Heroes Student Award.